Blog Talk Radio.
Attention. Balls out.
What?
Balls out. Sports Talk Radio. Guys, let it all hang out.
Oh, don't tease me.
And talk about sports and more. Listen, go to www.ballsoutsportstalk.com. Casts are available on iTunes. So come join the guys and let it all hang out.
I don't get it.
With Balls Out. Sports Talk.
If I'm going to get naked, I mean, just get it done early.
I got you.
You know what I mean? Then it's like you have to get up and take stuff off. And I, you know what? If I'm up, then get it all off.
Get it all done.
Yeah, once I'm naked, I'm in the shower anyway.
How do you do? Welcome to Balls Out Sports Talk. I am Chris. That is Dennis. And over there is Vinny. Thank you for downloading the podcast. And on a Monday, there is football and Major League Baseball playoffs.
Yeah, that's what's on the TV.
Dennis, if I was to ask you, which way would you like to start today? If I was to say, which way would you like to start the show with? What would you choose?
Okay, well, what's my choices?
I think I just gave you the two choices there.
No, I wasn't listening, so I don't know what the choices are.
It was
Major
NFL
League Baseball or NFL?
And NFL.
There's also an important hockey game going on.
Really? What's important in hockey right now?
Game number 4 out of 82.
Exactly.
No, it's not. Canadians have played 5?
Yeah, so Sharks and Rangers, there's about their 6th or 7th games. You know, how surprised were we not to start the show off like this, but Canadians went 5-0, first time in history.
First time in history. When you told me that the other day, I was blown away because I thought 1976 would be a no-brainer.
Boys went 68-12 that year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought at least.
When you asked me, I said, okay, 1976 would be one, and then I said to myself, you know what, in that history they've had, you know what, probably 5 times. And you told me it was their first one. And you told me it was their first one.
I like that, didn't you?
Yeah, Dennis is eating right now and he's trying to make no noise. This is comical.
Oh, we should start off with the haircut.
Well, congratulations on your haircut.
Thank you.
Now, did the bandages come right off or did you have to wait a while?
Said it again, all the bandages.
Sure, yeah.
I gotcha. No.
No, the surgery went well.
Boom, 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 done.
Yeah, just like so. That. No post-op or anything?
No, nothing like that.
Got it.
Hurt just
got
a little.
Out.
That's
got
all.
Okay. Do you shed tears when the
not
hair is
that.
Falling?
Not with that, no. No.
Well, what do you shed tears with?
You never know, but it's not going to be over that.
I was when they were...
You did years ago, when you can see it's just leaving you.
Yeah, involuntary. Leaving me, that's when I shed tears.
Yeah, that's the only time you're going to get upset. But the thing is, I can't see it, so it's really, you know... I still don't believe it's back there getting... thinner and thinner to nothing.
Turn around a little bit.
No, really. I know it's there.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, no, I just don't see it. I can't
see
it.
That's like the yarmulke.
Yeah, exactly.
Going on.
You know, it's the male pattern baldness that, you know, starts and just
kind of
grows.
I'm sure I've asked your father, same deal?
Yeah, yeah. My dad's bald, my grandfather, my mom's dad's bald, you know. So.
That's the culprit right there.
That's what they say. What just happened? That's what they say.
Vinny's.
And you guys can't be touching wires. Keep your hands to yourself and by your side at all times.
I don't like it.
Did you actually introduce everybody?
I
did. Was I half asleep?
Chewing away over there.
I know, you were eating.
I wasn't listening.
Yes,
I just heard about the NFL.
No, his voice actually had a growl when it first started.
Did it? A real growl?
Right. I did, really? So if you were to program the show today, this is week 6 of the NFL?
Yes, it is.
And this is basically 170 games in Major League Baseball. Uh-huh. Which one would you start with if you were to program the show?
Oh, I would start
with... Because Vinny programmed it, so I'm just wondering where
did
you were.
I would start with the NFL. That is a bigger draw than the Major League playoffs.
Isn't it amazing, though, how it has so changed? You can have, like, the fact that they played that game last night with that Colts Patriots game at the same time,
right?
They are stupid as hell.
It is unheard of.
It is stupid as hell. They should have gone earlier and get that game done,
right?
Rather than try to compete with the mighty NFL.
Yeah, you know, I haven't checked the numbers lately, but I know that the NFL would have gotten a higher rating than the
Well, you know, maybe yesterday people watching all those NFL games.
There's no way, especially with the Colts and the Patriots, everything that went on, the Colts being involved in the
Deflategate.
And no, everybody.
They had a say in Tom's balls. So, you know, they are.
But that is the Mets and the Cubs. Like this game tonight. KC and Toronto's not even an American team, one of them.
very little
interest, I'm sure.
Yeah, the Mets and Cubs, because of the two cities, will draw okay, but not, I mean, still, if you had moved it earlier in the day, you would have been better off, or just move it off Sunday would have probably been the best thing to do. But I understand, they got a schedule to keep, and they're not going to they shouldn't really feel like they have to move it.
They're so scared of going into November with baseball that...
Can I say something, since you just brought that up? I'm watching that game yesterday, the Mets-Cubs game a little bit, while I'm going back and forth. I mean, these guys are wearing winter coats while they're playing. They've got ski masks on. I'm just saying to myself, this is stupid. This is I don't even think it's even fun being out there to watch it, even as a fan out there. I mean, you have to...
Well, you'll drink a lot of beer, and you got a lot of people around you. So you'll
I mean, it was a bad time, because there was a big cold storm front that... going up and down the East Coast.
Yeah, regardless of that, though, I honestly get this damn thing done, you know, in beginning of October and finish with it. Not, I mean, it's October 19th today.
That's good. Yeah.
This is just the...
I mean, we still got the series to go through.
Yeah, they're just playing the American League and National League Series right now, and then they're going to go to the World Series. It just seems to me, come on, man.
But what you're asking for
because
is
this is a game,
the season is what you're asking for. And, I mean, that's what you're saying, and that's what they need to do, and it would be a much better product if they shorten the season and get it over with late September, maybe into the first week of October.
If
I would
went
agree.
First week of October and finished, completely fine with it. Yeah. But I'm watching these guys. I mean, come on, man. You know, my oldest is telling me, do you remember, excuse me, we went and played this tournament. Somebody goes, Dad, do you remember when we were out there in that? And I remember the tournament he was talking about. He's talking about baseball. And I'm standing there at third base. And the sun is just about to go down. And, I mean, it was warm. That sun went down. I swear, I was so ill-prepared. I had nothing on.
Yeah.
I mean, I was in shorts, a short-sleeve shirt. I'm shaking as I'm giving signs. Nothing about it was fun.
No.
Nothing about it was real baseball. These guys are freezing. Both teams are freezing during this.
No, I agree with you, and that's why I don't really buy into fall ball, so to speak. I mean, that's one reason, because it does get so cold so quickly. Not here, though. I mean, in Fresno, we get kind of lucky, because we won't get any kind of real cold weather till Halloween. So,
Halloween.
Halloween's the first day, usually, where you'll see some fog, you'll see it
there
cool
is no
down.
More fog here.
You know, there will be this year. There,
why?
There, because of all the rain. Once we start getting rain and so forth, there will be a lot more fog.
I mean, we had some thick fog last year.
You think so?
We've had quite a few of thick fog days.
It's been about, well, you guys might know better than I, but I'll tell you, based on what I do, it's been a good 5 years since we've had tremendous amount of fog to where it caused that 99 pile-up kind of stuff. So it's the fog has almost been non-existent, which has helped and hurt what I do. So, you know, there you go. But
and these guys, they're not like football where they're moving around constantly. They're like just hanging around.
Right.
Maybe the pitcher might be a little warmed up, but
man, the catcher's got the
can
extra
you imagine
gear.
A catcher though, a 97 mile an hour fastball by that what's his name, Syndergaard,
coming off his elbow or something.
Well, not just that, just in the glove, in the glove, the pounding.
Yeah. At least in Toronto, they've got a dome, so that makes it a little bit more palatable.
Right. But, I mean, apparently in Chicago next couple of days is going to be in the 70s.
Oh, that's not too bad.
They're going there for balmy weather.
Exactly.
You're going to Chicago to get out of the cold.
Yeah, Chicago, New York, I mean, it starts getting cold, and there's always the threat of snow and everything else.
Well, early seasons, you got snow in some cities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Late in April, you
baseball,
you're,
yeah.
Yeah.
Am I crazy to say just have 120 games?
Are you crazy? Yeah, because that's way too much revenue that the owner is
not
going to give up.
No, forget about the revenue,
but
though.
But roughly,
I mean,
120, 130 would probably be good.
Couldn't you figure things out in 120 games?
Oh, I think so. Sure. Yeah, I don't even know if you need that many, truthfully. But, yeah, I mean, if you want to have 14? A relatively long season.
14 games?
I mean, if you play basically June, July, August, you know, you can get 90 to 100 games in, roughly. You know, you start.
You know, you get these greed owners have a few more double headers or triple headers like they used to have a long time ago.
You know, then you do your playoffs in September and call it good by October. I mean, yeah, you could do that.
I mean, I want this done by Labor Day.
Okay. Well, that may be a little unrealistic, but.
When's Labor Day?
Like
first
Monday
in September.
So like
Even before then.
Yeah. Well, basically, you just want baseball to run for like a month and a half, and that's it.
Independence Day is the final day of the season.
Well, that would be nice. Yeah, the last game of the World Series
July
on
4th.
July 4th. And then afterwards, you have a big fireworks. Everybody
What's
has
wrong
dogs.
With that?
Nothing's wrong with it.
You,
I mean,
play,
they
game,
say,
you play the last game of the World Series on July 4th.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, they say if you're in first place July 4th, you're probably going to win.
Yeah, exactly. Except for the Yankees. But anybody else, yeah, it usually holds true. But... in reality, I mean, I really wish they would shorten it. I don't know if 120, but whatever. It would be nice to shorten the season and get it over with a lot sooner. And then, you know, let football have its proper place.
Football's not worried about any of that, man.
No. As a matter of fact, they had that push for 18 games, but I don't think that's ever going to go through.
No, because, I mean, you can't talk about your protecting players and concussions and that, and then add two more games. I think it's...
Yeah, and you can see how many injuries people have had already. I mean...
It's been a crazy year with injuries, right?
It seems to be. So, yeah, it's what are you going to do? You know, you just... Unfortunately, it's all tied to money and contracts and all the other stuff, and they'll never shorten anything. I mean, basketball should be shorter, hockey should be shorter, all of it.
You know, they can tie all this.
Football shouldn't be. I think 16 is perfect.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably about where it should be. But you know, again, they're even making the season even longer by going into February and so forth.
But I have no problem with that.
For the Super Bowl.
Isn't that weird? I have no problem with that.
Well, because it's still the same type of weather, I guess, and nothing really changes.
Well, all they've done is throw in a bye week. That's what.
Right.
It's only longer by a week.
I think there's a little bit more time.
No, but anyway. Why don't I have a problem with the NFL schedule where it is, but all the other three sports, my God, shorten it.
Because
it's
so
only
long.
16 games.
That's why,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, exactly.
But here's the thing. On a Tuesday night when you watch an NBA game in December, you can take it or leave it.
No, absolutely.
But NFL, you can't.
No.
You know, that's Sunday
counts.
And Monday and Thursday. I mean, it's where, man, that game counts.
Yeah, every game counts in the NFL, whereas, you know, you're talking about a 5-game win streak to start the season for the Canadians. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay,
but
sorry.
You talk about a 3-game losing streak for a team.
In the NFL.
They're done.
Well, yeah.
They're pretty much done.
I mean, you know, the Cowboys are revamping, you know, the new quarterback, new offensive lineman, going to a running back because of a 3-game losing streak. So, yeah. You know, you make changes because of that. But, yeah, I mean, you lose 3 games in hockey, and, okay.
Well, who cares?
Next
you
week
will
be
it.
Fine, and it'll be all good. And you know,
yeah, you got 3 more coming up next week.
Exactly.
Yeah, Eli you know. Manning, a 13-yard TD pass over middle to Odell Beckham, Giants lead your Eagles 7-0.
My Philadelphia Eagles.
Yes, your Philadelphia
I need Eagles. Philly to score a lot of points tonight. This is for fantasy football.
Oh, you
purposes.
Have their? You have their?
No, I... The my opponent has the Giants defense.
Oh, I got you.
And so I need to
I need
them to lose
you're lucky.
To score a lot.
They're missing 3 starters.
Who's that? The Giants defense?
Giants, not counting JPP.
Okay. Well, good. Come on. So start racking up those points. I mean, it could be a shootout. I mean, if the Giants won and it's 50-49, that's fine. But in this instance, I think I want Philly to win just to kind of keep everybody's records within shooting distance.
So your Cowboys won't be
completely out of it. So
I got it. I got what you're
saying.
Do
you feel me?
I do feel you. You know, speaking of Chip Kelly, Chip Kelly had to basically make an announcement saying that he's not interested in USC, Texas, or any other college job. Says speculation is unfortunate. Do you believe that? I mean, do you believe he's the kind of guy where his ego is so much so that I have to prove that I can get this done?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
Now
he's able to buy the groceries, so he's not going to give that up right now. That's
well, isn't he buying the groceries in college also by recruiting?
Well, no, but I mean in the NFL you don't necessarily.
Oh, because
get that
he has
so
both.
He can do,
but
he
you
can
know,
do
as a coach, he's done well. But as a GM, do you think he's done well?
Right now, no. But okay. You know, we'll see what happens. I think that team's still trying to gel. I think his biggest problem is he got rid of the offensive.
Yeah,
line.
He hasn't brought anybody on par with the people he's let go, actually.
That's pretty much you're right, yeah. So, you know, they. I don't think he wants to leave yet. You come back 2 years from now, I mean, I'm talking about two more seasons after this one, and things aren't going well, then maybe he can go somewhere. You know who was on the short list of candidates, at least online, supposedly, is Pete Carroll for the USC.
For USC. I was just going to bring up the USC situation. So, Steve Sarkisian was let go. Pat Hain obviously fired him.
Yeah, he's from his
position. So now I guess the boosters are talking about wanting Pete Carroll to come.
Right, who wouldn't? I mean, he had a
okay,
he had a
but he also put the
he got a little trouble there.
Okay, so but has he been away too long from the college game that you know the whole recruiting thing? That's such a grind. You know, I remember I used to say this thing about Notre Dame. Years ago when Notre Dame was, you know, and this is the way you would recruit. Did you want to come here?
Right.
You know, I mean, you just point over your shoulder. Do you want to come here, son, or no? Because I got 50 other people in your... Okay, so, but you don't have that anymore because of ESPN and all these networks that play all these games on TV. Now you can't do that. I mean, USC, as powerful and as, you know, important they are to college football, they... You can't just say you want to come to USC, son. Do you know what I mean? You can't just say that.
No, I understand.
So there's work there. You know, there's so much work.
I don't think Pete Carroll wants to go back to college. I mean, I know he's been successful in the NFL, and it wouldn't matter if he went back to college. It's not like he has anything more to prove. I just don't think he's going to want to do that. I think what he's going to want to do is finish this out for however many more years he wants to coach and then call it good. Because isn't he in his late 60s or at least mid 60s? I mean, he's not that young anymore. And you know, I agree that to worry about the NCAA rules and worry about all this other stuff, why do it? I don't have to. You know, I've got right now they're struggling, but you know, I put together a pretty good team in Seattle, and you know, I just don't see it. I don't see it.
Well, he had put a good team together, but you know, their defensive coordinator, I guess, left for another. A team. So since then, I mean, this team is 2-4. All four losses, they've had the lead in the fourth quarter, right?
Yeah.
I mean,
and what happened to that 12th man yesterday?
Right. And I mean, I understand Carolina, pretty good team, but what was the score? 27-23. And I guess there was just tremendous breakdown.
I'm
that,
confused.
What was it? Olsen catches the ball.
Yeah.
It was a tremendous breakdown.
I saw the highlight. He was wide. Wide open.
Good, Vinny. What were you saying?
Confused here. Are we doing 11 good minutes right now?
Oh, I think we're doing 11 good minutes. Go ahead.
I think we're almost done. Yeah. So, yeah, we did just kind of
11 and a half minutes of straight sports talk for James Bitter.
Well, we did something there we normally don't do, but if right now, if you were to say. And you would have to bet the house on it. Will Seattle make the playoffs?
Make the playoffs? I would bet the house that they would make the playoffs, yeah. So I think
but don't you
deep.
Think this
I don't
is...
Think
they were 3-3 last year, but this seems like a different team.
Well,
offense isn't clicking. The defense isn't... And Vinny, just to lose at Seattle, right? That was at Seattle, you're saying? Okay, to lose at Seattle with just how difficult it is to play over there, I mean, I don't think anybody's walking in there afraid anymore. And hey, good for Cam Newton, good for Olsen, but was that more of them or lack of Seattle, you know, playing?
Well, the Panthers are playing good football right now, so, I mean, I'm going to give them credit. But I don't think Seattle's defense is anywhere near what it used to be this year, for whatever reason, whether it's coordinator issues or what have you. They've lost some of their personnel, and that happens, and that's why it's so hard, and that's why a team like the New England Patriots are so impressive. Was because they just keep going and going and going. They just keep reloading. Whereas, you know, look at Seattle. They're starting to struggle just a little bit. We'll see. I mean, it's still early in the season. They can turn it around. But I hope they don't turn around anytime soon. So,
You know, the only other team that's come close was the Steelers. They used to lose a lot of free agents and kind of keep going. Like, and for one thing, New England isn't paying anybody anyways besides Tom Brady.
Yeah, and even Brady isn't, you know, on the high end of the contract. I mean, he's getting his money, don't get me wrong, but he, quote-unquote, didn't maximize his potential as far as dollars go. But, you know, as far as that, to me, they're the most impressive franchise right now that they can just keep on doing it.
So, I mean, who's parallel to them in another sport? Who would be somebody point to and go, you know what?
If I'm going to put anybody there, maybe somebody like the Cardinals in baseball that seem to just keep going.
That's one in baseball that came to me.
Spurs and basketball.
Yeah,
basketball.
Definitely Spurs, yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, the other team.
Detroit, I can only think of in hockey, are the Red Wings.
Yeah, but the last couple of years they haven't been that.
I mean, you got to make fun of me, but.
We always do.
Yeah, I know. But the Blackhawks aren't, haven't they been?
Well, that's just recent.
Okay.
No, that's recent.
I mean, the Red Wings have made the playoffs 25, 26 years
straight.
Straight.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, so.
I mean, I know you. Everybody.
Yeah, I have no idea.
According to you, makes the playoffs. And
well, they do. That's the unfortunate part about even, you know, basketball and hockey is I just don't think they cut enough teams. In order for the regular season.
I don't understand why people have such a problem with more teams making playoffs than less.
Because it makes the regular season useless.
Yeah, it dilutes the regular season.
Basketball, you do get sub 500. Man, hockey, you check out the records. Everyone's like 10, 12 games over 500 that are making.
Yeah, I'm dead at it from that perspective. It's just.
I mean, he makes
they're all
point.
Deserving
See,
teams.
Yeah, the NBA, you're in it with some. We're losing.
You mean there was a 38-44 record or something.
All right. How about you cut the season to 50 games in both sports, and you cut the amount of teams that go into the playoffs by, I don't know, six.
Okay, so did NFL?
Now, how much would people care about the regular
season?
See,
when you shorten the season, you don't have to cut playoff teams because.
Well, I'm just saying, you shorten the season and you shorten the or lessen the amount of teams that go in, you'd be watching
okay,
every
game.
Okay,
but Dennison, are you saying the NFL diluted its game also by having a wild card? Or do you think it helped?
Well, I mean, I think they diluted it a little bit, but no, I think they helped. Just like baseball, I mean, I don't like the play-in game.
Yeah, that one sucks.
But
if they
addition,
do two out of three in that, it would work for me.
Right.
But
the addition of another playoff team in baseball didn't make it a dilution, so to speak. You know, the wild card in football doesn't make it that. But I just think so many teams in each sport, talking about NBA and NHL, cut it down. Cut it down to 50 and cut the amount of participants. You would watch then. You would watch every game because now it's important.
I think when both teams, at least had a, I think NHL had a 48 after their lockout or strike.
Yeah.
Oh, it was big. And the NBA,
I mean,
yeah.
I couldn't keep my eyes off.
And that's what I'm saying.
And because you know what?
But they didn't have to cut playoff teams.
But every night they played hard because they realized that game is that important.
They have to win. And just imagine
what
it's going to be like if, hey, there's less playoff teams. That's what I'm saying. The intensity level is going to go up that much further.
Right.
You know, I know it's all about revenue, but still.
But that's what sucks because what ends up screwing the fan is, oh, it's all about revenue.
Well,
and it's screwing the fan. Even though, you know, let me put it this way, Dennis. You're about 65, 66 right now. In a couple of years, you're going to retire.
Are you saying I'm 6'5", 6'6"? Is that what
no.
you're saying?
So if you lived in Arizona, you retire there, or you retired in Florida, would you go get season tickets, 81 season tickets for a baseball game?
No.
For a baseball team, I should say?
No.
No, I mean, I don't understand how people would want to get season tickets. The only season tickets that I understand is the NFL.
Well, yeah.
It's such
not a
short commitment.
Your commitment's a lot less. Yeah,
yeah.
Absolutely.
It's just eight games.
Yeah.
That's it.
I agree. But, you know, the other thing about the fans, you're going to mention that, is the price of tickets are expensive.
Oh, it's ridiculous.
You know? And then you've got the parking. I mean, you know, you're talking some places $50, $75 just to park. You know, you're telling me that concrete hasn't been paid for over and over and over again? And yet to gouge people for
right.
that.
Everything
you
is
know?
A rip off.
Exactly. A beer's $12. I mean I like the atmosphere of live games and I would love to go to more of them, but the problem is I don't want to pay for all that either.
What would be like college football? What would your college football want to go to game would be? I have to go see it. What would the venue be?
Are you talking like the Rose Bowl? Or
no, I'm saying like if you went to Notre Dame, would you?
Unfortunately, his team is Fresno State.
Well, no, I mean, would you, like if you had a bucket list, where would it be? Would it be the Big House? You know, would it be?
You know what? You know what game I would like to see?
That's
is
what
actually,
I'm asking you, isn't it?
I'm trying to see where you're
That's
going.
What I heard.
I would love to go see the Army Navy game. I think that
that's
would be
not a bad
I think
one.
That would be a lot of fun to go to.
West
See,
Point.
As patriotic as I am, that would be that would be something to.
My grandfather saw it years ago and said it was just a tremendous experience. With I think they get the cannons out and all kinds of stuff. So that's something like that I would like to go see. Would I go see Notre Dame? Sure, USC Notre Dame maybe. You know, because of where we live, I wouldn't mind seeing it. I'm not going to go out of my way to do it. But I used to, growing up, I was a Notre Dame fan. I mean, I used to read books about the Four Horsemen and all that other stuff. So I wouldn't mind seeing Notre Dame. But beyond that, I mean, I don't really care that much. I mean, whether I go see
Ohio State, you said you'd like to see live. But I mean, I would think, like, okay, going to go see, I don't know, a middle-of-the-road team, Cincinnati, you know, as far as college goes. That's not that big of a thing, but history-wise, you know, seeing a game at Notre Dame or seeing a game at the Big House, or I just think it's a bigger thing.
Well, I would agree with you, but
and
I mean,
that's why I'm saying it's you wouldn't go out of your way, but I would think if you had a bucket list, that's something you would want to put on your list.
Well, again,
would you love to dot the I in Ohio?
Yeah, see,
in Ohio.
You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm not. I mean, again, I'm not a big Ohio State
guy.
No, but
it's
I understand what you're saying.
It's not
for me. For me, I don't really care about that. I guess it's just what I'm trying to tell you. I would, you know, Army Navy. Yes, I would go see that. I mean, and that's a whole different ballgame. It's not me. I don't need to go to certain facilities or anything of that nature. If that makes sense. Now, baseball, I want to go to Fenway Park because I want to go to Fenway Park.
I've been there.
Yeah, I mean, I just want to see it. I'd like to go.
I hate to say it. It was absolutely gorgeous. Yeah. It was a night game. It was just inside. Outside's a dump. Inside, I couldn't believe how beautiful
it was. I'll go to Wrigley Stadium or Wrigley Field. I'd like to go see Wrigley Field, you know. So there's things like that. I mean, college football, I'm not, you know, like, ooh, I got to go see this or see that. I mean, I get to go to Bulldog Stadium. What more could you ask for?
Not much. Not much.
Exactly.
I mean, right there,
know,
that's...
That 40,000-seat stadium,
you can
know,
just
it's
rip up the bucket list after
exactly.
that. Just throw it away.
It's a beauty.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, there's you know, Soldier Field, Lambeau, those types of places.
Well, the NFL, which one would it be, Vinny?
Yeah, man, I guess it would be...
Lambeau.
The Frozen Tundra.
Yeah, I think it would be Lambeau of all of it, right?
You know, like, you brought up Soldier Field. That's one stadium where they cannot get, like, a corporate sponsor to put their name on it, because... It's dedicated to soldiers.
Right.
You know how there's a Lucas Oil Field or Cowboys or AT&T Park. That would, like, just seem wrong to
Right. us. I got what you're saying, yeah. No.
So, but yeah, there's things like that. But
yeah, football, other than those two places,
I mean,
AT&T Park just...
Yeah, I want to go to Jerry's World.
To Jerry's.
I hear it's a museum.
I mean, this thing is just an
homage to himself.
Yeah, but I hear, like, if you're into art and things like that...
Yeah, there's
like
an actual museum there and everything else. I mean, I just want to see the spectacle of it all. I mean,
but you know,
it has
I mean,
to do
how
with history,
comfortable are you going
to
be with your head up the entire time?
Well, no, but I'm saying, I want to... I mean, I would even go to... without a game going. I mean, I just want to see this spectacle, this huge monstrosity that he built.
Remember when he wanted to steal the... Large screen TV they had over there.
Yes, he did.
Yeah, that big old thing.
Yeah,
just bring it down.
Put it on his roof.
I mean, it's unbelievable what he said.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah.
So anyway, got any more on that?
On which one?
Whatever. This one. You kind of stared over there, and I didn't.
Well,
know
I thought Vinny was going to do
his name.
I don't know. He's staring at something, so I thought he was going to point to me.
Maybe if somebody wants to listen to the show, call him. How do I get on?
Well, what you listened to before...
Blog Talk listeners out there, we are getting ready to leave. So if you want to continue listening to the show, you need to go to ballsoutsportstalk.com. You can also go to Mixler.com, or you can download the show on iTunes or Stitcher.
And you're listening to our what is it, walk-up music, opening music, which is before 74, so
okay,
we would
yeah,
be remiss
okay.
if we didn't bring that up,
the house
right?
band,
yeah,
right?
The house band, before 74. Go to before74.com. So, Vinny, what is it you're going to do?
That was what I was going to do.
Oh, that was it?
But we can do a game and,
okay.
as usual, we start off with the good old... this one.
The Vinny's Asswipe Award of the Week.
Can you hear him stalling over there?
Huh? Well, it
I'm going
like
from screen to screen, that's why.
I understand. Hey, you know, you got a hard job. I'm not going to criticize it. Unlike Chris, I don't criticize you.
Wow.
That's right.
Wow.
I
All right,
that
Vinny, your asswipe this...